All right, guys, we'll get started tonight. A couple things from the ball game. I thought, number one, offensively, it was good to see our run game get going tonight. I think on the first touchdown drive of 75 yards, 62 of the 75 came on the ground. So I was pleased to see from the line of scrimmage getting our feet running. I thought Tevin had some nice runs in that, and we saw the speed from him. One of the things defensively we've really challenged on is on third down. So tonight defensively, I think won 1 out of 11. So I was, you know, pleased in that standpoint from where we're looking to go third down. And then from a special team standpoint, it was great to see Hardy get loose. I think he had a 70-yarder that set up a long return. And so those are kind of some of the things I wanted to highlight offensively, defensively, and then from teams. From Thomas and I and the coaches and personnel staff, some tough days ahead and decision-making. There were some guys who just completely battled, not just tonight, but the whole preseason. And there's a lot of gratitude from Thomas and I's stance on for the players and how hard you're willing to go for it. So that was clearly, you know, at hand today. And then with that, I'll open it up some questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, the line, what happened up front for them this week to open up those holes that, you know, had been happening
Yeah, I think both ways credit. One, I thought, you know, from the runners, they did a good job of finding some creases and finding some space. And then we're still developing it, you know, in terms of the line of scrimmage and how we play. So it was great to see them get going again tonight. Always on the challenge of how we can do that. We're looking for that balance offensively. We know we've got some weapons outside, how we can feature those guys, and we can feature it in the run game as well. So we're going to keep battling, keep digging for it, and trying to get that part of our football right as well. Number one, I thought he was really disruptive, Grady was. I think he ended up with 4 tackles for loss and a sack, and I think we felt that disruption. So we've really been wanting to see that, the movement that he could make. He's got real initial quickness off the ball, so it was great to see him really battle for it. You could tell he was comfortable. He's got the scheme down, so it was great to see him have a night like tonight.
Coach, can you talk about the quarterback position and those two guys? And were you able to see enough to say,
yeah,
hey, what do we want to do for our backup?
Yeah, I think that was, you know, part of the plan over the next, you know, from last week's game into this week's game. So when Thomas and I, we got together with the coaches and kind of put the plan together, say, okay, let's make sure over the next couple weeks we get great evaluations in terms of who would be our backup quarterback. So they're two of the, you know, of the guys we say with the tough decisions ahead, you know, regarding that. You're still with TJ and with Sean. So love the toughness that Sean displayed. I think on the one long pass to Carlton, really took a shot and stayed right in there. Just showed the competitiveness and toughness that he's about. So. Yeah, tough decisions ahead for sure, especially at that spot.
Is Rex still in that mix? Or?
Yeah, we'll have to go back and look and watch the stuff from tonight. But right now, Sean and TJ would be the focus that we're going to look at.
Coach, who are some of the guys in the range that had to impress today?
Sure.
Thomas said yesterday, you know, the fourth game, you know, sometimes settle 40 to 53 on your roster.
Yeah, and that part of the game, like, you know, there were some guys going for it, just like they have in the other, but they got more extended playing time in some ways in this game. So we were just looking, like, you know, to get an extra look at some of the linebackers. You know, Kune was one, and Stupar, and Bradford. And so it was important for us to get a better look at all the unique things they can bring, not just on special teams, but on the defensive as well. At safety, you know, we're still digging in there, and Godfrey's been part of it, where he was going in with William and Ish. So that was another spot that we were looking real hard at. On the tight end side, Tiavila, he was one we were trying to get another look at. He got some turns as well today. So a number of guys. And then on the offensive line, Joe had been back in. Stone had been back in. So, yeah, there was a lot of guys, you know, that were really going for it.
Are you concerned about Joe's knee? I mean, how, you know, it seems like he's coming in and out. He's playing late. He's playing. Where do you stand with Joe?
Yeah, just really just as part of the competition as we're all the way going through it. So all the rehab, all the stuff to battle back, and as we go through all of our evaluations and practice as well, still right there in the mix at the competition, you know, right at the center of it, you know, literally. And so for him, it was good to see him battle through some stuff tonight.
And John Osamoa, what's his status?
Yeah, John and, in fact, Jake Matthews as well. We both excused them tonight, both John Osamoa and Jake Matthews were excused tonight medically. So John with his hip and Jake with a back. So both those guys, I should hit that on the start of it. Sorry about that. Both those guys were excused for medical reasons from tonight's game.
What do you make of Jalen Collins' performance?
Well, I thought on the first one, there was one that went over the top and just some technique issues that we can get cleaned up, but here's the thing I'm most excited about with Jalen. It's the effort and the intensity that we're now seeing, and that's what it takes to play outside at that position in this scheme. So he's found that, and that's alive, and he's captured it. So we can't wait to see where he can take it. But I think he'd like to have that one play back, and living that corner, that's part of the deal. So for him tonight, I couldn't be more thrilled in the intensity that he's bringing to his game, because that's absolutely what it takes to play outside.
Coach, going back to Greg. Grady Jarrett. It seemed like he was successful both the base package and nickel. I know you really like versatility from defensive linemen. How important is that for you to see him be able to?
Yeah, the versatility is a really critical factor. And now that we're into the preseason, you may say, Mel, you played a lot of guys at a lot of different spots. It's 100% by design. We did it at both offensive line and defensive line through the preseason. And here's the reason behind that. When you're going through and injuries come up during the regular season, okay, I've played nose tackle, I've played three technique, I've played guard, I've played center. So now that we've had that opportunity for those guys to play different spots and show that versatility, now as we get into the regular season and those injuries come up and you have to change positions, okay, I've already done that before. So completely by design, by a number of these guys, Malachi Goodwin's another one's played two spots, James Stone has, Mike Person has. So for those guys to have the versatility to play more than one spot, it's really important.
Terran Ward's day-to-day, he's over 52. Folks have been saying he had pretty good camps.
He has, and he's been somebody that's just completely impressed us from the very first time, you know, he's been here in terms of being on the details. If you go into the running back room, he's one of those guys who wants to answer every question that Coach Turner throws at him. He's just always on top of his game. I think that's where the respect is earned for him, that toughness, that finish that he shows. So he's had a really good camp. He led in terms of his approach, his style, his toughness. It totally comes through that style.
Southward, how did he do? Look at the recovery, the big kid.
Yeah, wasn't that good to see, you know, just in terms of the competitor to come out. It was great to start it off, you know, that way after the punt to create the turnover. He scooped it up and then to follow that up, you know, with a really good tackle. I think it might have been a third down stop. You know, it was really good to see for him.
How do you go about, you know, kind of evaluating the situation with the guys who are injured? You know, guys like Bartu who couldn't play, the kid, 33, who got hurt tonight.
Right.
When you're going through the process and stuff like that, how do you look at those situations and say, hey, this kid might have been okay?
I know it. Some of the guys who get banged up, and then I think the first thing that we talk to the medical staff and say, okay, what's the length? How long? And so I think that's the first thing for Thomas and I to go and evaluate, because it's the unfortunate part of it, you know, where the injuries come up. And hopefully for a number of the guys, some of the injuries that creep up are setbacks, not season ending. And I think that's the real difference. So we're going to keep digging and keep finding ways to, you know, so it was great for a guy like Travis to come in who, you know, hadn't been part of our whole offseason, him to, you know, show some things to us, say, man, he's got some stuff that we really like. So we're going to keep continuing to do that whenever we get the opportunity to do so. Yeah, Brooks is going to have to do that, and we'll anticipate him being back in town over the next couple days, and then we'll take his status as it goes for the first week when we get into that.
He has it already, or he's
going? He has it, and we'll determine his status as we go. He has already had it,
Okay. And
then we'll determine his status early next week.
Coach Hester is obviously one of the best returners of all time, but how big is it to know you've got guys on the roster who can fill in at that position?
You know, and I think that was one of the things when you're going through to evaluate all the versatility that a player has. So it was great to see it with Nick and with Justin to say, okay, here's another challenge for you, all right? We know the offensive part's a big challenge, right? Where are you at from a return game? Because honestly, that takes as much, you know, the learning and the challenging and working your skills just like it does on offense. So for those guys who we asked to do multiple things, and returners certainly as one, setting up your blocks, knowing the returns, you know, all the work that you spend catching the ball, it's a huge part of it. So we're, you know, thrilled to see those guys keep grinding and, you know, showcase their ops.